Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
One more chance for Memphis to send this one to overtime.
How about just fouling if the ball comes in?
Conchar looking to get it in. Still looking. Waiting. Finds Morant. Morant fell down. Couldn't get the shot off, and the Celtics win the game. Morant was going to step into the shot and slipped on the floor and fell down, and the Celtics win.
Celtics have won three straight, including that game at Memphis on Monday night. We go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, and we welcome in Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla, who joins us now, who is once again brought to us by Shaking Crab.
Let's get one, Joe.
Let's do it.
Let's hear it.
All right. Brought to you by Shaking Crab. Come on in and try their signature crab boil and dive headfirst into pound after pound of fresh shellfish in their signature shaking sauce. Visit shakingcrab.com to find the location nearest you. Bibs up, phones down. It's shaking time. Joe, good to have you.
No, never get old.
Never going to get old.
Never. We're going to do this all year, Coach.
It's never going to get old. The win the other night, obviously a lot of discussion about your locker room speech and about the focus on defense. And my question for you is sort of a broad one. How do you get players the way your players have bought in defensively in this day and age in the NBA? Because it's becoming more and more rare, but this team sort of gets that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just this team this year. I think one of the staples of the Celtics over the last, you know, since I've been here, the last 4 years and before was we were always one of the top defenses in the league, and the players bought into defense. So I think it's more of a testament to who they are. They know it's important to win if you want to get to where you want to get to. And, you know, individually, our guys like to play defense, and as a team, we do too. So, you know, it's just more about them. They want to do it.
Mike Gorman was on, and he does the TV, obviously. I don't know if you know Mike, but he does the TV for NBC. He was on with our morning guys. And he said the Knicks game, he thought, was Jason Tatum's best game as a Celtic. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a lot of really good Tatum games. Does anything from that game stand out for you? Because, I mean, when this guy attacks, he's a different player.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing a great job of just being a well-rounded player in the sense of understanding how the defense is guarding him and then what he needs to do in order to combat that. And, you know, he's become very well-rounded, and he's scoring in transition. He's screening. He's cutting. He's, you know, shooting catch and shoot shots. He's shooting off the dribble shots. And so I think he's just becoming well-rounded. And, you know, him, it was also Jalen. I thought it was one of Jalen Brown's best games as well because he was doing the same thing. Screening, slipping, catching. Yeah, I mean, he's doing a great job of just being a well-rounded player in the sense of understanding how the defense is guarding him and then what he needs to do in order to combat that. And, you know, he's become very well-rounded, and he's scoring in transition. He's screening. He's cutting. He's, you know, shooting catch-and-shoot shots. He's shooting off the dribble shots. And so I think he's just becoming well-rounded. And, you know, him, it was also Jalen. I thought it was one of Jalen Brown's best games as well because he was doing the same thing, screening, slipping, catch and shoot threes, reading the defense in our sets, and just taking whatever the defense is giving them. So both of those guys, I think, are growing in that area.
Joe, you guys have the Pistons tonight. I was going to ask you about, like, you know, the old rivalry between the Celtics and Pistons, and then I realized you were born in 1988. the whole Bad Boys Pistons thing, like, do you have an understanding of, I mean, as a New Englander, I'm sure you've heard about it your whole life, but, like, the venom that these two teams had for each other, and I realize it doesn't really carry over today, but do you think you've got a handle on that? Because let me tell you, watching it from Detroit when I was growing up, and I think people all over the country saw it, I don't know that there are two teams in the history of basketball that hated each other more than the Celtics and the Pistons back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a handle on that specific rivalry, but I do love competitiveness. And so I think no matter who we play, you know, we're going to get every team's best shot, and we got to be the more physical, competitive team. And I think that's kind of what I try to focus on more than anything else.
Joe, you guys get chirped pretty good on the road, and I'm sure you heard heckling and in all forms and fashions, but Marcus Smart said it was sort of unusual the other night that there was a heckler behind their bench. Did you notice any of that with Marcus, and what motivated him to play the type of game he had?
Yeah, I mean, I noticed some of that. I think Smart did a great job of, you know, using that as motivation, and I thought the Memphis game was one of his great games as well. I mean, over the last two games, him and our point guards have had like 34 assists and 6 turnovers and 25 defensive rebounds. And, the way he started the game the other night really helped us. And so I thought he did a great job handling that. And I thought he did a great job making plays, and him and I know the other two guys as well.
Last season, Joe, Peyton Pritchard had a good second half and obviously helped the team in some critical moments. And now he's sort of, he's down your bench a little bit. I know that obviously with the signing of Malcolm Brogdon and still having Derek White, there's a minutes problem there. There's a log jam. How does Pritchard find more playing time for you?
I mean, I think just being patient. He does a great job of having a positive attitude, coming in every day and working. And if it's one guy that, regardless of how much they played, when I put in the game, I trust him to be ready to go just because of the chip he has on his shoulder and the way he works. But the NBA is a long year. A lot of things can happen, and, you know, he's not playing because he's not capable. It's just, like you said, there's a log jam at guards, and he's doing everything right. And, you know, when it's his time, I know he'll be ready.
Well, Coach Belichick was with Brad Stevens at the game a couple days ago. Did he come down the locker room at all? Did you guys interact? Was there anything said by Coach?
Yeah, I mean, he said hi to him. Okay. You know, we were able to talk at training camp earlier in the year. So he said hi and talked and just kind of asked what he saw. And, you know, he gives great perspective, fundamentals, discipline, and, you know, the way we play offense. And so it was good to talk to him real quick.
Offense. You might be able to give him some
give
tips
him
offensively
some tips.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Shoot more threes, tell him.
yeah, shoot more threes.
Actually, fewer threes. They've got the threes figured out in their sport. They need to shoot more sevens.
Sevens.
Yeah. yeah. Joe, great to talk to you. Appreciate the time as always.
Have a good week.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Bibs up, phones down.
Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Our thanks to him.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.